Ramping up the pressure again. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden is banning more Russian imports, including vodka, seafood, and diamonds. And Russia's trading position with the U.S. and other G7 countries is getting a big downgrade, revoking most favored nation status, making it harder and more expensive to do business.
Doing it in unison with other nations to make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
The president says more oligarchs are being added to sanctions lists as well, with the U.S. and its allies pursuing more of their assets. Russian forces, though, are now within 10 miles of Ukraine's capital.
New satellite images show that large Russian convoy of tanks and artillery units recently dispersed and redeployed. This means the troops have taken up new positions in nearby towns and tree lines. Maxar Technologies says the artillery units are moving into firing positions.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Vice President Kamala Harris offering more reassurance to NATO allies visiting Romania.
While Vice President Harris praised Romanians for welcoming refugees, she acknowledged the concerns among NATO allies that Russia is on their doorstep.
In recent weeks, we sent a 1,000-member Stryker squadron.
Echoing President Biden, she promised to defend every inch of NATO territory. Romania's President Klaus Iohannis said their talks focused on ensuring NATO's eastern flank is strong.
So yes, we discussed about the necessity of a NATO battle group in Romania.
Harris said Russian attacks on civilians are, in U.S. opinion, war crimes.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Harris also discussing the growing humanitarian crisis a day after visiting Poland, which has had the biggest influx of refugees. In all, more than 2.5 million Ukrainians have fled their country so far. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Texas court fight continues over the rights of the younger transgender community.
It's a fight in Texas on behalf of parents, transgender kids, and civil rights groups across the country over Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that calls sex reassignment surgery, puberty blockers, and hormone therapies for minors child abuse. It goes before a judge in Austin who temporarily blocked the state from investigating parents who helped their children transition.
If you follow the logical conclusion for this, puts the therapist in a position of being charged with a
Dallas County DA John Crusoe saying his office will not prosecute those types of cases. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The man accused of driving into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, killing six people, injuring dozens last year, is now set to stand trial beginning October 3rd. A judge setting the date today for Daryl Brooks Jr., who's pleaded not guilty to more than 70 charges. The defense has filed a motion for a change of venue, citing pervasive and negative publicity about the case. A young boy from New York now has an ear after a unique reconstruction procedure.
5-year-old Luca Vacchio was born without a left ear due to a condition called hemifacial microsoma. Luca's mom said the condition had been hard on her son's confidence, but thanks to a new reconstruction procedure, she says Luca's getting his spark back. Typical surgeries for this condition take hours, using parts of the child's rib cage, and can't be done until the patient is at least 10 years old. So Luca's parents sought other, less painful options. Surgeons at Cohen's Children's Medical Center used a technique they pioneered, creating an ear out of cartilage from a cadaver and a 3D printer. Luca's first surgery took about 90 minutes. He'll have a second procedure in April. The Vacchio family says they're forever grateful. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 73 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.